AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. An immigration judge has granted a bond to the Massachusetts teen who was arrested on his way to volleyball practice. Robin Nice, Marcelo Gomez da Silva's attorney, says the teenager should not have to wear the typical ankle monitor while he's out on bond.
It's humiliating and it brands people to make them look like a criminal when they're not. Again, this kid is clean as a whistle. He has no criminal record. And imagine like playing volleyball or going to prom with an ankle monitor on. Like, that's just messed up.
The Trump-Musk feud is quickly turning nasty. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
In the Oval Office, the president said he's very disappointed. Musk has been bashing his signature big, beautiful bill.
He hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next.
And it was. Among other things, Musk posted on his social media platform the president would have lost the election if not for him. That was followed by the president threatening to strip Musk's businesses of government contracts and subsidies. Musk wrote, "Go ahead, make my day," and later, without providing evidence, he said the Trump administration has not released all the records related to sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein because the president's mentioned in them, adding, "Have a nice day, DJT." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus says investigators are reviewing the circumstances of the fire that burned down actor Jonathan Joss's house, as well as approximately 70 neighborhood disturbance calls.
Our homicide detectives are continuing to pursue every lead in this case to ensure that we understand the full picture of what led up to the senseless murder of Mr. Joss. We're committed to delivering a thorough and complete investigation.
That audio is courtesy of KSAT. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street as markets locked in their final moves before a highly anticipated report coming Friday on the job market. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 108 points. It's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 0.8%. Tesla dropped more than 14% as animosity escalated between Tesla's CEO Elon Musk and President Donald Trump. The two traded barbs on their respective social media platforms, and Trump threatened to cut Musk's government contracts. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Soutell, New York.
The Trump administration is slapping sanctions on four judges at the International Criminal Court. That's over the tribunal's investigation into alleged war crimes by Israel in its war against Hamas in Gaza and in the West Bank. I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.